August Faltero of Galair. My name is Abby, and you are very welcome to my Celtic Corner, where each episode I'll bring you to a faraway land called Ireland. We'll hear about incredible Irish myths and legends, beautiful musical instruments, traditional Irish songs, and maybe even learn some of the Irish language too. Today, we're going to visit the north of Ireland and learn about the incredible Giant's Causeway, inspired by, you guessed it, the largest giant in Ireland, a percussion instrument called the Bowron, and sing a powerful Irish song called Magilla Mar. So have your ears at the ready while I bring you to a northern county of Ireland called Antrim. There once was a giant named Finn McCool who, for the most part, lived a quiet life on the northern Irish coast. One day, a message arrived from across the sea in Scotland. Another giant, called Benandonner, claimed that he was the tallest, strongest, and most fearsome giant around, and he challenged Finn to a battle. Finn was not one to back down from a challenge, so he laid down the gauntlet and accepted. He built a raised road above the water all the way to Scotland, made out of chunks of rock from the coastline called the Giant's Causeway, just so they could meet and do battle. However, on his way to Scotland, Finn spied Benandonner in the distance and realised that his rival was much bigger, taller and stronger than he had first anticipated. Finn decided that he didn't want to fight Benandonner anymore and ran back home as fast as he could. Finn found his wife Una at home and explained the terrible mistake that he'd made. Una quickly devised a plan to dress Finn up as a baby and put him into their son Usheen's cot, covering him with a shawl. Just then, there was a loud banging on the door.
"Where's Finn?"
Benandonner demanded.
"I want to battle with him now."
Una timidly opened the door and said, "Finn's out at the minute herding the cows. Why don't you come in and wait for him, and I'll fix you a cup of tea." So Benandonner sat by the fire, waiting for Finn to return, and drank his tea, growing more and more impatient as time passed by. Suddenly, Benandonner heard a noise from the next room.
"Ha!"
said Benandonner.
"He's hiding in there."
Benandonner leapt to his feet, clenched his fists, and pushed open the door to the room where the noise came from, expecting to find Finn. Instead, Benandonner saw a huge, gigantic baby in a cot. Benandonner paused, looked to the giant baby and to his mother several times, and then his face went pale. Benandonner gulped and realised that if Finn's baby was so big, imagine how gigantic and strong Finn is going to be. He immediately ran out of the house and then home, all the way across the causeway, tearing it out behind him to make sure that Finn wouldn't be able to follow him. Thankfully, Finn McCool didn't have to battle Benandonner that day, thanks to the quick thinking of Una. You can still see the remaining part of the causeway today on the coast of County Antrim and in Scotland on the island of Staffa. What do you think a giant would sound like walking around his house? When I try to imagine that, all I can hear is bom, 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 which I think is very close to the real thing. In Ireland, we have a drum that makes a similar sound to a giant's footsteps, called a Bowron. It's a handheld drum that almost looks like a large tambourine without the cymbals around the edges. It's held on its side, where one hand is placed against the inside of the drum head to control the pitch and timbre. The Bowron is played with a stick called a tipper. The player wraps the tipper against the drum, and depending on where the tipper hits the drum, or where the player's hands lays against the drum on the other side, all affects the pitch and timbre of the sound. The pitch of a note means how high or how low a note is, while the timbre refers to the quality of sound, similarly to how a piano and a guitar can play the exact same note. But the quality of sound from both of them is completely different. Listen to this example of the Bowron. Like most percussion instruments, the Bowron is very powerful, and when used in song, it adds an energy that will have the listener up and singing or dancing along. One song that we like to sing in Ireland is called Magilla Mar. It's about the great Bonnie Prince Charlie, who was defeated in the Battle of Culloden in Scotland in 1746, almost 300 years ago. Bonnie Prince Charlie was fighting for Ireland and Scotland to make them independent, but sadly he lost the battle. The song Magilla Mar means "My gallant darling" and tells us how brave and great Bonnie Prince Charlie was to have tried so hard to help Ireland and Scotland. Earlier on, I spoke about the Giant's Causeway, the feud between Irish giant Finn McCool and Scottish giant Benan Donner, and how they were against each other. But this song, Magilla Mar, brings the two countries together in honour of their gallant Bonnie Prince Charlie. So, this traditional song is sung in Irish, and it's accompanied by the powerful drum called the Bowron. I'm going to speak the chorus, which is in Irish, and I ask you to listen really closely, as later on I'll invite you to sing along with me. Sé maléach maíle mar, sé mhéasar íle mar, ní horas féin ein tuin ná sein, ó hui again maíle mar. This chorus means, my gallant lad is my hero. He's my hero, gallant lad. I found neither sleep nor happiness since my gallant lad went far away. I'll say it once more so you can listen to the Irish words again. Sé maléach maíle mar, sé mhéasar íle mar, ní horas féin ein tuin ná sein, ó hui again maíle mar. This time I'm going to add the melody, so please have a listen to this. Sé maléach maíle mar, sé mhéasar íle mar, ní horas féin ní tuin ná sein, ó hui again maíle mar. It has such a lovely melody. While the song is sung, there's a powerful rhythm in the background that is being played by the Bowron. It keeps the energy lively and tells the listener when the chorus is going to come back in, so they're ready to sing along. This time, we're going to add in the Bowron, so it might sound a bit different. Listen to this. Sé maléach maíle mar, sé mhéasar íle mar, ní horas féin ní tuin ná sein, ó hui again maíle mar. Wow, the Bowron makes it sound so powerful. So now, will you sing along with me? If you can't remember the words, don't worry. You can hum instead. Sé maléach maíle mar, sé mhéasar íle mar, ní horas féin ní tuin ná sein, ó hui again maíle mar. Thank you so much for singing or humming along with me. Wasn't that just the best fun? Today we learned all about the Giant's Causeway, the powerful Irish drum known as the Bowron, and how to sing the chorus of Magilla Mar. I'm so glad you could listen and sing along with me. Thank you so much for being a part of my Celtic Corner. Gurav Mila Mahagwiv agus Salon Gafol. Abby's Celtic Corner is a production of the International Children's Arts Network. You can learn more at icanradio.org. Special thanks to producer Sarah Zwinklis. Production assistance provided by Stephen Joynson and Kevin Wims. This episode featured Bowron player Connor Lyons. The executive producer is Suzanne Nance, and I'm your host, Abby Malloy. Thank you.
une belle journée dans le sud de l'été. Les cigales, les cyprès, les citronniers. Une odeur de lavande, de thym, de romarin se mélange enivrante à l'air marin.
Michel, sors l'appareil. Regarde comme c'est beau. On va faire une photo. Mais dépêche-toi, le soleil va tomber. Derrière la terre, il va se noyer. Dépêche-toi, Michel.
Arrive une famille en vacances, en voiture, qui aime le silence et la nature. S'arrête sur cette plage pour voir le paysage. Quel coucher de soleil, vite, sortons l'appareil. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Ciel jaune, rouge, orangé, faut pas nous déranger. Le coin nous appartient, on sort les chaises, le chien. On va se faire un dîner en toute intimité.
Michel, t'as vu l'oiseau là-bas entre les deux sapins? Comment ça tu vois rien? Laissez le cache devant l'appareil. Bah, attention, tu prends les autos.
Bientôt 30 familles en vacances, en voiture, qui aiment le silence et la nature. S'arrête sur cette plage pour voir le paysage. Quel coucher de soleil, vite, vite, sortons l'appareil. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Clac, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Ciel jaune, rouge, orangé, faut pas nous déranger. Le coin nous appartient, on sort les chaises, le chien. On va se faire un dîner en toute impunité.
Michel, alors ça se passe bien les photos? Qu'est-ce que tu dis? T'as pas mis de pellicule dans l'appareil? Michel, c'est malin, on n'aura pas de photos. Je remonte dans l'auto.
Au lever du soleil, la plage n'est plus pareille. Le ciel n'a pas changé, jaune, orangé. Mais pour le paysage, les familles de passage ont su redécorer les plages de l'été. Clic, clac, c'était beau, tu parles d'une belle photo. Clic, clac, c'était beau, tu parles d'une belle photo. Des papiers de bonbons, des gobelets en carton, des bouts de verre cassés, des canettes rouillées, une paire de chaussures, un vieux pneu de voiture, des pellicules photos, deux ou trois vieux journaux, mégots de cigarettes, pauvre petite planète.
This is the International Children's Arts Network, and you're listening to the International Dance Hour. We're going to hear songs from Cuba, Italy, South America, and some songs from the United States. That was a song from France, and in French they say, bonjour.
Pour Saint-Adèle, il y avait un homme qui voulait débarquer, mais allez donc débarquer. Quand le train fait 50 000 à l'heure et qu'en plus vous êtes conducteur, oh le train du Nord, dans le train pour Saint-Adèle, il y avait rien qu'un passager, c'était encore le conducteur. Imaginez pour voyager, si c'est pas la vraie petite douleur. Oh, le train du Nord. Tchou, 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 tchou. Le train du Nord, le train du Nord. Au bord d'un lac, des petites maisons, ça vire en rond.
Chou, 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 chou. Le train du Nord, le train du Nord. Le train du Nord a perdu Nord. Rendu de l'autre bord. Le train du Nord a perdu Nord. Mais c'est pas moi qui vais blâmer.
Here is an Italian song.